rear window, that trombone shop, though.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell, thanks to the Hollywood Avondale.
Is it?
Yep.
Like, yep.
Is it just?
Well, I guess so.
Hello. What's on the film agenda, Steve?
Been watching some stuff at home.
Same.
It's a beautiful day out there, actually, looking out the window.
Wow. But out the window is fine.
What a time to watch things at home.
True. I've been going down B movies? Not quite like cinema release type movie rabbit hole.
Stuff you can live with watching at home without...
Yeah.
FOMOing out on it too much, yeah?
I can get up halfway, have a little cut more dot, come back. It's a new movie.
You can take a pause, eh? Mm. And that's often very helpful. I went for a wee during a cinema trip the other day, and as usual, I kind of fought it for about 20 minutes.
Oh,
like,
man, the conversation in the brain.
It's like, what am I going to miss? Do I go now? I mean, you know, you can look that up online, but that would require you being on your phone in a movie, so you can't do that.
Okay. Do people do that? People must be on their phones in the movies.
Well, there's a recent development that I'm quite disturbed about, which I'll just get my phone out to explain more thoroughly. But we've got our recliners. You know, you've got your gold class, big comfy seats.
Yeah.
You've sort of got your lower budget recliners. Have gone to some cinemas. But basically the new...
Is there a phone allowed area?
Oh, no, this is... I've just tangented way off the phone for a second. But the new innovation is a way for couples to have a bit of a cuddle in the movies.
I don't like where this is headed.
It's not heading in a good place at all, is it?
This reminds me talking about Owen Wilson movies and thinking, what if they're all porn?
Yeah, no, it's not you, me and Dupree. Mm. But it is an advent of... Look, you know, some places you can raise the armrest. Mm. You can, like, have a little snuggle. Sometimes on a plane you can put the armrest up.
But snuggle and canoodle is a fine line.
But we're talking about full horizontal movie bed scenario.
Oh, shit.
And,
wait, where is this?
Here we go.
Something for the news,
just
mate.
So I can look out for it and not go there, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. I can't remember where I came across this. It's a, so to speak, it's a Westfield... Might be Event Westgate, actually.
Is it one of these things where you don't know you're there until the seat just starts kind of late? Oh, shit, I'm in one. And then you're like...
Well, I was looking at movie times to see the Jennifer Lopez stripper film Hustlers. Yes. And one of the places I could watch that offered like a full lie down with your partner scenario.
Wow,
which,
they're really pushing it, aren't they?
And for a second... Look, let's be fair. For a second, I did go, that sounds like quite a nice way to watch a movie. But then I thought about every single other pair of human beings who may have been in that space prior to myself. And
wonder if they're changing the sheets or not.
Suddenly not such a good... Well, there are no sheets. It's just seat carpet.
Also, the cleanup on that, who knows what they're going to run.
Yeah, I think,
into.
I mean, hopefully there's some industrial enzymes being used in this project.
So this is great. Anyway, this is a great reason not to go to the movies.
So let's talk about not going to the movies for a minute. Although the Jennifer Lopez film Hustlers was quite entertaining in a standard configuration seat that I saw it in. But what have you been watching at home that's not in a...
I was saying to you...
A disgusting, fluid-riddled cinema.
Wow, still my home. I was saying to you, I was like, I watched a long grass, a scary movie about long grass, and it's aptly called.
Did you watch In the Long Grass?
Yes, I did. Basically, a bunch of people run into the long grass and get lost, and hilarity ensues.
That sounds like a straight to DVD movie.
What is a DVD?
Your coffee's on one. Yeah. I quite dug this. It's
It wasn't bad. It was it was watchable. I was like, how are they going to? I like watching these because, like, okay, how are they going to make 2 hours of this?
Yep.
Them like running. Yep. I adore how the process and how they milk a movie out of it. And I'm like, great success.
So Stephen King famously used to get really loaded and write extremely long, convoluted
one
books that went
things.
A bit shitty. But when he does a one premise thing, they're great little stories. And this is co-written between King and his son, who's credited, who writes under the name Joe Hill.
Is it really?
Yeah, so
shit.
Dad and son wrote a thing together.
Yeah,
and
okay.
And like kind of some of the best short Stephen King ideas, it's pretty straightforward. It's like couple driving along, hears a kid yelling out from long grass, goes in, get lost and can't get out.
There is a little bit of extra to it, which we're not going to talk about, but...
Was that before or after the dots?
I was just like, hey, long grass, let's do this. You know? The other one that I had a little geez at was the other side of the moon. No, what was
in the shadow of the moon? Yeah.
Which for me could easily have been just a long TV series that wouldn't have been that good.
Yeah,
that's kind of where I sit on that one.
It's a crime drama with sci-fi
time
sort
travel.
Of
time travel was always risky. They go and last one actually a little bit time travel kind of.
I mean, unfortunately, like once you know, In the Shadow of the Moon has time travel in it. It doesn't. There's sort of nothing else. It finished and I went, it's finished. Mm. I thought there was another like 20, 30 minutes to the story. But
there's the risky aging of a young person as well, which always gets you in trouble with movies.
Just put a bit of...
If you don't have the CGI to back it up.
Bit of glue and some plastic.
Just hire the winner of Face Off shows up and tries to make you old. And it's like...
That Botox budget.
Yeah, well, maybe.
What else you can watch at home, though? I mean, look, those are both
watchable.
Those are both fully adequate options.
Definitely.
But I think I'd place a little bit higher on the list. There's a new TV adaptation of Watchmen, which is based on the graphic novel from the early 80s, which itself was adapted as a feature film.
That movie was rad.
Ago.
That movie was rad.
I didn't really like the movie that much.
It was long.
But it's interesting
long?
Though, because it's like on paper it's a slavish. Frame by frame adaptation of a comic book.
Yes.
But it kind of somehow it seemed to slightly miss some of the point of the comic. Like it felt different to me.
Right.
Felt like it had a different mood.
Was it Marvel or one of those ones? Or
I think it is like a Vertigo maybe.
What
like
I
a
love
DC imprint.
What I love about not being a massive comic book reader is there's so many comic books out there. And before, like I was watching, I didn't realize it was a comic. You know, I was just watching this thing that I thought was cool. But
then the dialogue bubbles start popping up and some pages start turning.
Well.
But anyway, the new shows, it's a bit hit or miss, I think, if you're fans of the original, because you'll either like the idea of setting a story 33 years after the thing that you love or not. But it's kind of nice not to just go back and retread the same characters and same story. So Watchmen takes place in the early 80s. The show takes place in the present, but it's a present in which all the events of that storyline with superpowered dudes and Richard Nixon staying president for way too many terms, abolishing the term limit on the presidency and being replaced by Robert Redford, which seems like a very plausible reality if you like being governed by the Sundance Film Festival and craggy-faced actors. First episode's aired. I dug it. It seems interesting. It's made by Damon Lindelof, who...
Great name.
You know, he strung us all along with Lost, and that was kind of a bit disappointing. He also did The Leftovers, which I found a bit hit and miss, but definitely has its hardcore fans out there. So, check out Watchmen. You can stream it on Neon or watch it on Soho if you're a Sky
Lastly,
inclined.
We have to talk about the elephant on the internet. Have you watched the new Star Wars trailer?
I did, and some I haven't looked at any commentary about it because I watched it and I saw some of the things that I bet I could imagine people would start talking about.
I think I'm just going to watch trailers now. I'm not going to watch movies. I think trailers rule.
I reckon just cut out the middleman and go straight to YouTube reaction videos about trailers.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Trailer reactions. That's a thing.
Are you excited?
I'm pretty excited. Yeah.
Just low key.
Tickets are on sale. I had a look at. There's a 1 minute past midnight IMAX screening. There's about 30 seats left for that.
Wow. People going to dress up.
Yeah, I guess
they're going to high five and clap as well.
Okay, so just don't wear hats and
don't
stuff.
Don't clap. Please don't clap. They all clap no matter what. They some of them cheer as well.
Oh look, if you have as long as you're having a good time and not annoying anyone else.
That is so hard to do.
Back to B-movies for just a sec. One thing just to keep an eye out for, if this is the terrain that you enjoy, there's a film festival called the Terrify Film Festival coming up November 7th to 10th. They've got some really great-looking genre films playing for one screening only. Among them is Ready or Not, which is a horror comedy about a bride whose family, whose new family dare her to a violent game, and it just ends up being like a kind of kill 'em all spree. There's a new film starring Nicolas Cage called Color Out of Space, which is based on
He's a busy boy.
And I think, like, for a while, Nicolas Cage was a busy boy because he had no money.
Lena's doing money signals.
Yeah, he had no money. But, you know, I read a great interview with him recently where he's talking about his money problems and, you know, he's kind of getting harassed. People make fun of him for buying things like dinosaur heads and, you know, octopuses and stuff. And he's like, you don't go broke over an octopus.
Wow.
Which is a pretty fair comment, really.
They should have kept saying stuff then.
But anyway, Color Out of Space looks like it's a hell of a lot of fun. It's a buzzy sort of sci-fi where meteorite crashes to Earth and does like buzzy stuff to Nicolas Cage and his family, and I think it's got some Nicolas Cage wig outs in it. So
red.
Some Nicolas Cage in a wig, but also Nicolas Cage wig outs.
Is he full time with a wig? I guess he's. How bald is he? Do we know?
Who can say?
Thanks, Steve.
Only his hairdresser knows for sure.
Wow. See you next time.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM, thanks to the Hollywood Avondale.